Hey, if you're a cleaning business owner and want to become a master salesperson but are unsure of where to start, well, I put together a free sales course that shows you how to sell over the phone and even how to find, hire, and retain a salesperson. So if that's up your alley, you can head over to loganscleaningco.com/free course and you can access the course absolutely free. And there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy. Now back to the show. Let's move on to the second leg of the triangle, which is sales. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe. Okay, right. Sales is so vital, so important, because we can have all the marketing in the world. We can bring people in the door. We can have all the automations. We can wake up, we can have leads sitting in our inbox with our phones. But if we don't know how to actually get them from a lead into a sales environment and then say the words in order to get them to become a client and then say the words to get them to become a recurring client, man, we have a really, really tough business. So let's talk about sales, okay? And so we're going to take this from the end of the marketing funnel where we sent them a automated lead. We sent them an automated text message and we basically asked them a couple questions where it said, hey, are you looking for a residential house clean? Are you looking for a deep clean? Looking for a vacation clean? Or are you looking for an office clean? And they're going to, at that point, respond. And so we have this lead nurture script now that we use in order to get them from a lead. Now we want to get them into a sales consultation, to a discovery call. Okay. And so here's the script that we use. It's really simple. It literally works on every single person because at the end of the day, we're selling humans. And humans, they behave all the same. We are all hardwired the same. We have the same thoughts. We have the same feelings. We obviously have different perceptions on life and how it works, but ultimately, like, we're all hardwired the same. So this script works really, really well. And so the whole point of this is just to get them into a discovery call. And so we use Acuity to get them onto a discovery call. And once we book them on there, then they get all the fancy reminders, whether it be text messages, whether it be emails, to actually show up for their discovery call. And on the discovery call, we have our salesperson follow a script. And on the sales script, they walk through number one, the client's goals. Like, what are you reaching out for? Like, you reached out to us, you put your name into a Facebook ad, and you got through all of this process. Like, what problem are you trying to solve? Right? That's a really simple way of asking. And then from there, we learn about their house. We learn about the actual details, the square footage, how many humans live in the house, how many pets live in the house, what are their pain points? And at that point, we're really just trying to figure out, can we actually serve this person? Like, what kind of clean are they looking for? Are they looking for a deep clean, looking for a maintenance clean? What's their budget? All that stuff, right? And so many people are just like, they're trying to sell every single person who comes through. Really, like, if you're looking at it from the customer in this place, in this case, it's the prospect's point of view rather than you as the business, like, can I actually serve this person? Can I help them? That should be always the first question, you're trying to ask. And if you can't, then you should let them know. And you should also give them advice. You should direct them where they can go in order to get help. Okay. Now, most people who come through your funnel, you'll be able to help, right? There's a self-screening process that they go through simply by getting all the way to here. And so if you can help them, right, then it's your job to serve them at the best level possible. And in my belief, how we serve people the best is giving them the service that they need and understanding what they want, right? So sometimes you have to, you have to be listening to the client, hearing what they're saying, be like, you have to come in and be like, oh, you know what, based on what you're saying, I think you need this. And so, like, I just really want a general clean, you know, I haven't had my house cleaned ever. And, you know, I would say it's a 6 out of 10 dirty. And you're like, you know, based on what you're saying, I really think you need a deep clean. Right. And that's where you as a salesperson, you as the person who knows better, is like, you need to be able to serve them and you need to get out of your own way. Don't sell through your own wallet. And again, think about it from the customer standpoint. And every single time, the more service that we can provide to someone, the better job we can actually do. And so I'm a huge fan of doing higher ticket and having higher prices so I can serve so I have enough room left over to do an amazing job to my customer and make sure I give them amazing service and I'm able to hire the best people. And so when it comes to the phone sales script, again, part of this process is following it. It's you getting really good at it, but it's also understanding it, what it looks like from a customer point of view. Okay. So phone sales script, really, really good. And then how do we determine what the price is? Right. And so we have this fancy, cool little calculator. And so we don't do any in-person estimates. All of our stuff we do over the phone. So it's all sight unseen. And so again, we have to ask really good questions. We have to be really good communicators, and based on what they want and based on how we rate the home being tier one, tier two, tier three, we figure out a good price estimator of what this initial clean is going to cost, right? And we tell them with confidence that if you have a 1500 square foot home and we rate you a tier two, then, and you want a deep clean, that's going to be $524. And that's what we say, right? And then they say, okay, cool. And so also, because this actually was actually talked about inside, was a question asked in the Facebook group, because we're doing sight unseen, you also must state that, like, hey, this is, this quote is based on what you're telling me. So if our cleaners get there and the house is dirtier than what you say it is, just so you know, the price, it will need to be adjusted. Okay. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And like, yeah, cool, cool. Right. And so if your cleaners do show up and it is way dirtier than what the notes say, then you need to have a conversation with the client and let them know that, hey, like, I quote this at $524, but my cleaning tech was there and she said that this is way dirtier. So, you know, this is going to be an extra $150. So my quote's actually closer to $700. Does that still work for you? And they're going to be like, yes, no, maybe so. Okay. Or they say, you know what, my budget is $524. Like, okay, well, just so you know, like, we can only clean this, you know, then you got to shorten the scope of work down to make sure it fits within their budget. Okay. So again, like, setting clear expectations on the front end is so, so important. And once they agree to everything, then you actually schedule the clean. So then you're actually going to put the clean on the calendar. Okay. Then you put the clean on the calendar. And then after you put the clean on the calendar, then at that point, you're going to lay out the expectation of what to expect. So we have your clean for X date at X time. What's going to happen next is that I'm going to send you an email with everything we talked about today. I want you to review it. And if everything looks good, you don't have to do anything. But if there's something on there that you want to add to the clean, or there's something that I heard and I didn't hear it properly, and you want something else clean that's not on here, please let me know before you're clean. That way we can update your quote. Otherwise, on X day and X time, you'll get a text from our cleaners when they're on their way. It'll say they're on their way. And you basically just set an expectation. Then after that clean, I'll reach back out to you, just seeing how the clean went. And then we'll go from there. That sound cool with you? And the client says, that sounds amazing, right? And so it's your job to be as clear as you possibly can, because everything we're doing is, again, is via the phone. We're not doing in-person estimates. We're not talking to them. We're not going to their house before. And so it's really important to be able to be a really good communicator. And so then we do the very first clean. Hooray, we did it. We finally did it. We showed up. We cleaned the house. And then after we clean the house, we simply send them a message saying, hey, curious on how everything went, right? And this is the opportunity for the client to say, it was amazing. Melissa showed up. She did amazing. She was here for this amount of time. Just enjoyed her. Great job. Like, how do I get another clean, right? That's what you really want to hear. Or you might get, you know, might have some problems, might have some issues. And either way, your goal is just to get feedback from the client, and we're trying to turn them into a client. We're trying to turn them into a customer. So if we do a great job, it makes sense that we should be able to turn them into a customer. But a lot of times when we have problems, it allows us to turn somebody into a customer, because it gives us an opportunity to show how we handle problems, because any relationship has problems. Again, going back to dating, like, if you guys have spouses on here, if you guys ever dated before, is everything always 100% perfect? Is it always in the honeymoon phase forever? Right? And so a true person's character is how they act when things aren't going their way. Like, and when things don't go your way, how do you respond, right? What's your reaction? And so I look forward to these opportunities when we do make mistakes and when we respond in a way that shows that we actually have the client's best interest in mind. Because most businesses talk about customer service, and those are the people who are generally you should run away from, because they're always talking rather than actually showing, right? So when you actually have problems, what do? Are you willing to go back and fix the problem? And so that's what I love doing. I love to fix the problem. And our goal is to go back and, if we have to do a correction clean, if we have to discount the clean, if we have to, whatever we got to do in order to make it right, like, our goal is to just serve the customer and serve the client, because that's what we want. We want to turn a sale into a client. That is the goal. We don't care about sales. We care about clients. So this is the conversion call script. And then again, the whole point of getting a sale is so we have a customer. And the thing I really love about the cleaning business so much is that you can have customers literally for life. So one of the first three people that we signed up, named Susan Bianchini, she is still a client with us today. And I looked at our CRM the other day, and she's paid us over $11,000. And again, that maybe it cost us $100 to acquire her as a customer, but now just pay us $11,000 seems like a pretty good deal. So that is the sales side of the triangle.